With me right now is Coach Rand Chappell, head coach for the Busters. Coach, you're coming off a week of back on the floor after your loss to North Platte, Nebraska, the 13-point loss, 69-56. I know that you'd mentioned at the BA luncheon last Monday, you'd mentioned about the fact that maybe you can learn a lot of things coming off of a loss like that. And when you had a chance to talk with the kids and they looked back at the film, and mentioned this on the Busters Coaches Show on Monday night, that they really kind of opened their eyes a lot to see the things that they didn't get accomplished that they needed to. Were you able to get back on the floor and work on a lot of those things this week?
Yeah, we had a lot of practice time this week. I think it's a time of the year you expect to be learning, and we got a new group, so we knew there were going to be maybe even growing pains. But I think our guys have responded well. They I thought it was a little bit eye opening watching the tape and seeing how poorly we handled their defense last week as far as execution went and patience and trying to get the ball to the right spot. And I think we've seen some improvement this week during practice. Guys are anxious to get back on the floor and see if we can't show some improvement.
Well, you made a comment several times throughout the course of our visiting here early that the guys certainly seem to be resilient. You're not going to really find out until tonight and get back on the floor and work with it. But it's been a good week of practice. Let's kind of focus on right now looking at this ball game with Laramie County. And they're at 4-1 as well, as you guys are at 4-1. They come off a couple of wins here last weekend. The teams that they played, they were close ball games. I believe 71-70 against an alumni team and 89-81 against another all-star team as well. Boy, they've got some guys that are really kicking some numbers up there, and they've got a couple of freshmen as well as three sophomores that have really been doing the job for them, but really led by that 6-foot guard freshman, Deshaun Portley, averaging up there around 15 to 18 points per game and just an all-around good player.
Yeah, he's an impressive guy. You know, on tape, he has excellent quickness, speed in the open court. He really can stop on the dime and shoot the jump shot and elevates pretty well with that. So, you know, he's had two 27-point games in the first five, and I guess in this last one he hit the game winner and really made the difference for him. So he's one of the guys you got to get stopped. But, they're pretty talented across the board. They got some big wing players, a 6'5 kid from Argentina that's scoring about in the same range. And I believe he's a returning player who had a good year last year for them. And then they got a tremendous amount of size with a couple 6'9", 6'10 Africans and a 6'6", 280 that's a load to handle on the block that really looks intimidating on tape. So, they're going to be a difficult group to deal with.
They certainly are. And just might mention, because I know you've had a chance to look at the film here and talk about those guys you talked about. The Argentinian with Julian Chira, he's 6'5", and he's averaging 16 points a game. And also Jermaine DeCoste, that 13 points a game. But the one African was there last year, Ifeanyi Chukwu, 10 points a game and eight boards a game. So big on the rebounding.
Yeah, he's big on the rebounding. I think one of the things you see watching tape is you're going to have to get them off the glass. When they miss, they still have a good chance of getting and putting back in. And then the big kid you mentioned, he had eight blocks in the tape we watched, and I think about five of those resulted in fast break baskets the other way. So, he's a game changer, and he's somebody we're going to have to deal with when we have the ball. They're going to be in a match. What we've seen them for the most part is being in a matchup zone, really spreading out, guarding you tough, and you want to get it inside their defense, but once you get inside, you've got to deal with him. So, they're a very good basketball team.
Well, that they are. And, of course, as we take a look now at the Buster men and the guys that lead us, Reuben King with 17 points a game, Chris Hall with 14, and I'm sure with the way that Chris shoots, that's going to increase throughout the year. Frank Aguilar, your point guard, was 10 points a game. We're shooting right now after five games, 51% from the field, 37% from beyond the arc, and then 72% from the charity stripe. Obviously, that didn't come to fruition for us last Saturday night against North Platte, but feeling pretty good about that. But got to get the inside guys to play better.
Well, I think we've said from day one we felt like our more talented offensive people were our perimeter guys. We've got to have some balance. And even if that balance is just throwing the ball inside and making them guard us, I think those guys are capable scorers if we get it in there. But we need a little bit more in and out game. We need some putbacks. We got zero putbacks the other night against North Platte. That's important for those big guys to get. And, tonight they just got a flat-out challenge of playing probably the biggest, most physical front line we've played so far, and probably one of the three or four big, most physical we'll play all season. So it'll be a challenge for our big guys tonight.
That it certainly will be. But here's another area that off the first five ball games, and got to feel pretty good about this, with you're a plus four in assist-to-turnover ratio. 12 turnovers a game, 16 assists. That's a pretty good stat right now.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I think if all those stats are accurate, I'm not sure. I haven't even seen those numbers myself. I know we averaged about 20 turnovers a game last weekend, I thought. We did well in the first three games, but not so well last weekend. So, you know, if we can do that with our assist-to-turnover ratio, I think we'll be a very good basketball team.